This is Scalable Stories. We test the claim before we trust the config. Here's a scenario that has probably happened to you. You write an Nginx location block. You stack a return directive next to a deny directive, and you're absolutely certain the access control is going to block that request. Then you test it, and the return fires first, every time. You stare at the config, convinced you've found a bug in Nginx itself. You haven't. What you found is the 11-phase pipeline and the fact that a directive does not run where it is written in the file. It runs when its phase comes up in the request lifecycle. Reading an Nginx config top to bottom is the wrong mental model. The right question is, which phase does each line belong to? Let's make that concrete. The pipeline has 11 phases. In strict order, post-read, server rewrite, find config, rewrite, post-rewrite, pre-access, access, post-access, pre-content, content, and log. Two things jump out immediately. First, find config is phase 3. That means phases 1 and 2 run before any location block even exists. A server-level rewrite in phase 2 changes the URI before Nginx ever picks a location, so the location that actually handles the request matches the rewritten URI, not the one you typed. Second, the content phase, phase 10, runs exactly one content handler if the location has one. Directives like echo, content, by Lua block, and proxy pass all compete for that single slot. The last one Nginx parses wins, and the others are silently discarded. No error, no warning, nothing. Static file serving via root index or auto index only runs when no other content handler claims the slot first. The most common wrong assumption is treating configuration order as execution order. You see return and deny in the same location, and you assume whichever is written first runs first wrong, return runs in the rewrite phase. Phase 4, deny runs in the access phase, phase 7. Rewrite always precedes access, so return always wins, and the access check never executes. A location that mixes return with access control directives should be treated as a bug until proven otherwise. The same trap applies to if. People treat if like a programming language conditional, expecting it to wrap deny or limit rock or proxy pass. It can't. If is a rewrite phase construct, it cannot gate directives that live in other phases. And here's another one, expecting a location level set, which runs in phase 4, to affect a real IP decision, which happens back in phase 1. By the time your set executes, real IP has already made its call. So how does this actually work under the hood? Every phase except content runs a list of handlers in sequence. The content phase is special. It runs a single content handler if one is registered. Pre-content phase 9 is the modern name for what used to be called the tri-false phase. That rename landed in Nginx version 1.3.4. Tri-files itself lives in pre-content, and its non-final arguments are file system paths tested against root. Only a named location, written with an @ or a final equals code, acts as a fallback target. Prefix locations like /fallback.tk do not work as tri-files fallbacks, no matter how much you want them to. The log phase, phase 11, runs for every request, including ones that were rejected earlier. Nothing escapes logging. Here's where this bites in production. Rate limiting and access control reject independently, and the status code tells you which phase you're in. A limit rec directive lives in pre-access, phase 6. A deny ACL lives in access, phase 7. First request through the limit gets a 403 from the access phase. Subsequent over-limit requests get a 503 from pre-access because pre-access rejects before access ever runs. If you see 503 seconds where you expected 403 seconds, you are looking at a pre-access rejection, not an access control problem. And there's a configuration constraint hiding here. Limit rig so is only valid directly inside the HTTP block. Only limit rig itself may appear in server or location blocks. Put the zone in the wrong scope and Nginx refuses to start. Third-party modules register into the exact same 11 phases, and that tells you a lot about how they behave. Rewrite by Lua block always runs after every standard rewrite module directive in the same location, regardless of where you write it textually, because the Lua module deliberately places itself at the end of the rewrite phase. Setmisc also lands in the rewrite phase, which is why its output is available to content phase directives downstream. Headers more splits across the pipeline. More set input headers registers a rewrite phase handler, while more set headers is an output header filter that runs after the content phase produces a response. Same module, two different points in the lifecycle. So what's the decision rule when a config misbehaves? Stop reading the file top to bottom. For each directive, ask which phase it belongs to, then ask what state exists at that phase. If you're mixing return with deny, you know, rewrite beats access. If you're setting a variable at the location level and expecting it to influence something that ran three phases earlier, you already know the answer. If you want to debug rather than guess, instrument the pipeline. The runtime tools like Echo, Setmisc, Lua, and HeadersMore let you print the pipeline state from inside it, making phase order observable instead of theoretical. That transforms debugging from guesswork into inspection. You can see exactly what state exists when each directive runs, instead of reasoning about it in the abstract. For installation on enterprise Linux systems, the Git PageSpeed repository provides these modules as RPM packages, with Nginx's dynamic module loading handled via load module directives near the top of the config. Debian and Ubuntu users get the same modules through the Advanced Package tool, and those packages handle module loading automatically. The memorable takeaway is this. Nginx does not execute your configuration file. It executes a pipeline, and your directives are just passengers waiting for their phase to arrive. The file is a schedule, not a sequence. Measure the weight. Reclaim only what is real.